This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. This week, Boy Scouts of America officials will meet in Texas to consider changing the group's longstanding ban on gay members. The first round of voting starts tomorrow. A new membership policy would allow gay youth, but continue to ban adult leaders who are gay. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The century-old organization is at a crossroads as 1,400 voting members decide its future.
On my honor, I will do my best
to do my duty
to God and my country.
In Alpharetta, Georgia, a meeting starts with scouts reciting the oath as they stand at attention. Troop 629 in the Atlanta Area Council is holding patrol leader elections. The boys run the meetings themselves with assistance from Scoutmaster Fran Gillis.
Ask yourself a few questions before you vote. Is this person the one I want leading me on my activities to make sure we have a good time? Is he not only going to give me a fun time, but is it going to be in the scouting way?
This vote was quick and easy, but debate over the upcoming Texas vote is intense. The resolution being considered says no youth may be denied membership on the basis of sexual orientation or preference alone. The new policy would allow gay members, but would ban anyone who is gay from becoming a leader after age 18.
Quite frankly, I think Boy Scouts are a little bit behind the times.
Kathleen Narayanan is the advancement chair for Troop 629. One of her sons is an Eagle Scout, and the other is senior patrol leader.
Well, most people don't really care if someone is a gay man or a lesbian female. You know, you judge somebody based on the person, not on their sexuality.
The most recent debate over the policy began in January. One idea was to allow local troops to decide whether to allow gay members. Some conservative organizations objected, so the Boy Scouts conducted a survey and came up with the latest proposal, which would allow openly gay youth to participate. For the past couple of months, groups have been lobbying, protesting, and threatening to leave the group if the proposal passes. But Paul Huguer with the Human Rights Campaign says it doesn't go far enough.
There is no reason for discrimination to be a part of Boy Scouts of America, and I think more and more people are seeing that now and are ready for the Boy Scouts to change their policy, not just for scouts, but also for adults.
But some religious and conservative groups, including the Family Research Council, say lifting the ban would, quote, dramatically alter the culture and moral landscape of America. Texas Governor Rick Perry spoke at a web event sponsored by the council earlier this month, saying the group should not cave into pressure from gay rights activists.
And for pop culture to come in and try to tear that up, because it just happens to be the flavor of the month, so to speak, and to tear apart one of the great organizations that have served millions of young men, that is just not appropriate.
About 70% of troops are chartered by faith-based groups. The Mormon Church says it's okay with allowing gay scouts and is satisfied the group has made a good faith effort to address the issue. On the other hand, a spokesman for the Southern Baptist Convention, Roger Oldham, says the change contradicts the church's values.
Why would mom and dad voluntarily choose to expose their children to an organization that no longer shares their values?
Last week, a group known as OnMyHonor.net organized rallies across the country. About 40 people showed up outside the Boy Scout headquarters in Atlanta to urge members not to vote for the change. Lori Weatherly has two sons in scouting, and she says allowing gay members would be a mistake.
That doesn't go along with the mission statement that Boy Scouts of America has in place. It goes against the scout oath, and it goes against the scout law.
But Assistant Scoutmaster for Troop 629, Jason Sutton, says that's not true. Military and workplace policies have changed, he says, and scouting should too.
And so I think this is a first step of getting to where society is and society's tolerance.
The divide over the proposal continues. Area councils across the country have come down on both sides. As the vote nears, neither side is backing down. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.